And we are live at Wembley, an All Yorkshire affair. It's the Leeds Rhinos and Hull Kingston Rovers, and we are underway. It's a high but short kickoff. Kelly sprints onto it and catches it, and he's met by a wall of Leeds defenders, five in the tackle. Towards the Cuthbertson short pass, Peacock! Oh, he's got it down! Oh, they're going to go upstairs to the video referee because the ball seemed to come flying out, but has he got it down?
Well, if the ball is gone try, Ben Thaler, I think he's felt that the ball's been pulled out by a defender, and Brett Delaney is the guy following up, the most unlikely try scorer. If he's got the first score in 5 minutes, then Leeds are on their way.
It's got to be a try, and it is. Brett Delaney with the first try. 6-0 as Kevin Sinfield adds the extras. 35 out, last one. Scruffy player the ball. Here's Peacock, last tackle again. Ball back on the inside, it could be away here. Moon drops it back inside, and Danny Maguire will score. His 400th career appearance is marked with a try at Wembley. They ran it on the last tackle. They call Rovers napping. They extend their lead. It's Hull KR 0, Leeds Rhinos 10.
He turned the ball inside to Joel Moon. Moon positioned Maguire. Maguire scores the try, and you could see that for the last 15 minutes they've been exploiting that side, the Mantellato side, the short side on the last tackle play, and wow, that's a potential 12 point turnaround.
Cuthbertson to Sinfield to Hardacre 20 yard, gives it to Watkins, ball gets it away from Briscoe's cuts in. Is he going to score? You bet he is. Two tries in 2 minutes for the Leeds Rhinos, and Tom Briscoe caps off a length of the field move from Leeds. There's hands on knees for Hull Kingston Rovers. Is it getting too much for them already? They trail by 16 points to nil.
They ran underneath it, but Ryan Hall got there first, and as soon as he caught that ball, he was through the line. He looked for support. It came from Ablett. Ablett didn't panic. He took the tackle. Briscoe was positioned in by Watkins. He still had three men to beat, and that's two tries in 2 minutes, and already the red and white end at Wembley has gone quiet.
But it's challenged for it. Bounces back. Dixon will pick it up. Dixon out of the tackle. Dixon going for the line. Hacks it on. It's dropped by Hardacre, but it went backwards. And the bounce of the ball just not favouring Hull Kingston Rovers there. But at least they're asking questions.
And that's exactly what we said they should have done in the last set of six. Mix it up. Try and get the ball into the hands of the fast men. Try and break up the Leeds defensive line by whatever means you have to.
Ball up to halfway. That could be the last tackle. It should be the last tackle. It is the last tackle of the half, and to be fair, it's a half in which Leeds have dominated. 16 points to nil. Last one, they're screaming for a penalty, they don't get one. Here's Blair, it's an awful kick, he'll come down about 10 away, and it's caught on the full by Briscoe, who's away. Tom Briscoe going all the way. Is it going to be a 95 metre try? Can they get back to him? Briscoe for the corner, he's over. What a score from Tom Briscoe.
Well, there's a spectacular. It's a 90 metre try, it's again from a kick return, and the Hull Kingston Rovers will be kicking themselves that two of the four tries that Leeds have scored have come from kicks that they've not been able to cover.
Out wide, looking to put the ball towards the sticks. It's a decent kick. This one hits the post and goes in. When you looked in, you looked in. 22 points to nil. And Leeds now, fans, they're starting to dream of that cup aloft inside Wembley Stadium with blue and amber ribbons on it.
I think the only word we can use to describe Leeds again today is ruthless.
Burrowing at dummy half. They've got bodies out both sides. They're underneath the post. They're coming left. Short ball. They're over. Try for Leeds. Now I'm having a look. Is it Singleton?
Yep.
It's Brad Singleton who scored the try.
He's gone to the screen just to check he got the ball down.
He's
the fans all
try.
Went up. He's given the try. He's just double checking because he's got the technology to do so. Try
indeed.
The Cumbrian score.
Yeah, Brad Singleton. I must admit, Phil, I thought he might have been one that would miss out with the emergence of Garbutt. What he could have missed out to. That would have been gutted for him, but he hasn't. 28 points to nil as Kevin Sinfield makes it 4 from 5 with a boot. Short side here with Peacock. Gets it to Watkins for Briscoe for the hat-trick. And Tom Briscoe scores in the corner. A hat-trick at Wembley for him. Great work from Briscoe on the end of, lovely work from Peacock and Watkins. Maybe now he's got a chance to land top man of the match. Leeds lead 32 points to nil. And tackled. Here's Watkins, makes a break. Watkins got Burrow on his inside. Burrow going for the line. Burrow, will it be a try? It will be a try for Rob Burrow, who scores underneath the post. And it goes to 36 points to nil.
Well, again, that is the difference between the teams, isn't it? A last tackle play that's awful. Hull Kingston Rovers can't create anything on a knock-on with nothing really on, and Leeds go up the middle. Watkins is unstoppable. Burrow's in support, and they've gone, what, fully 60 metres to score there, the pair of them. What an astonishing team this Leeds side is. They've been at...
Forward now, Leeds looking for more points as they go through on the far side. Here's a chance for Watkins. Briscoe's going to score.
Leroy Rivett.
Fourth try for Tom Briscoe, who scores at the side of the post. Surely now he's man of the match. It's 42 points to nil.
Yeah, I think again that's icing on the cake, and there's no answer for Rovers. They tried the short kickoff. Why wouldn't you? And Briscoe's going to get five.
Briscoe going for the corner. He's past Mantellato. He is going to get five. History in the making for Tom Briscoe. The Leeds players dive on him.
The referee,
five tries.
Well, hold on a minute.
An amazing game. Go back to the end of last season. He drops a ball on his own line. Leeds go out of the playoffs.
Tom
five
Briscoe.
Tries for Briscoe.
Five tries, unbelievable.
For history, and there it is. Tom Briscoe always has a smile on his face. He will have tonight, probably will have for a few weeks. He's
wow.
got five this afternoon. It's just 48 points to nil.
History has been made by these men in white. They are an exceptional, exceptional team. They now have a player who has rewritten the record books. They now have a team that is going to win a cup final by 50 points to nil.
Yeah, it is 50 points to nil, and that might well be it.
8 seconds left, the scrum's not going to form, the Leeds fans have gone up, Ben Thaler's blown the whistle, that's it. Leeds have retained the cup, they've won by 50 points to nil. The three warriors who are retiring have gone off at the perfect stage.
What an afternoon it's been for the Leeds Rhinos. There'll be some party tonight. Albert Kelly shakes hands with the Leeds players. It's not been Rovers Day today. Leeds about to take the plaudits of their fans. They've rewritten the history books once again. Final score at Wembley. Leeds Rhinos 50, Hull Kingston Rovers 0.